Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I am your host, Christopher Ocasio, and I am here with
Jamila
and
Jashaya.
And in today's podcast, we will be talking about the difficulties community college students face when transferring to a four-year university. So why community college? Well, community college is essentially cheaper education. Students typically enter community college to take the core classes such as writing and math, and they transfer those credits over to a four-year university so that when they get there in their third year, they can start working on their major. Unfortunately, according to Emily Chertoff, of 81.4% of students that plan to transfer and complete a four-year degree, only 11.6% of those students actually do so. So question for you guys, why do you think that is? We'll start with you, Jamila.
Well, I think the biggest issue is probably that they're feeling like they've already started to accrue debt from being a transfer student, and it's time to start working.
Good answer. And what about you, Shay?
I feel like when they get here, they realize that many of those credits do not transfer over to their college career, and many of them get discouraged and choose not to continue.
Good answer. So students typically end up in debt, and they're not going to go to four universities because the cost of education has gotten higher. So I have observed the tuition rates at UNCC over the past three academic years and saw that there was an increase of cost of attendance of $141 for NC residents and a $272 increase for non-NC residents. As UNC students, do you guys think that the cost of education has gotten higher? Okay, Jamila?
Yeah, I know it's gotten higher because I'm a UNCC student.
And you, Shay?
Yes, it has gotten higher. Every year they do add a fee to our tuition because of different things that the university adds on.
Good. Both of you, good answers. So another barrier that community college students face is the restrictive transfer policies. Many courses that students take in community college are not accredited for in four-year universities. According to a newspaper article I've read, Andy Hedrick tells a story about how he took 20 credit hours and none of them didn't count toward his degree. What do you guys think of that?
That sounds like a con. Like, that sounds like a scam, and someone has to go to jail. Because now that I think about it, schools like CPCC and UNCC, CPCC is like the sister college to us. It's like our community college. And every class that you take there transfers straight to UNCC. There's even a passport program for students. But y'all don't do that for other community colleges in the state. Like, if you go to Wake Tech, not all of your credits might transfer to UNCC. That sounds like someone's just trying to make money. You know, it sounds like somebody's just trying to make money. That's what it sounds like to me.
Yeah, definitely. What about you, Shay?
Same thing. So unfortunately for me, a lot of students do go there intending to get a head start on their college career, only ending up wasting their time and their money. So yeah, it sounds like a con.
Definitely is a waste of time and money. That's why I chose to go to UNCC. But that's all I have for you guys today. Thank you for joining my podcast and have a wonderful night.